Blog
Hello.
Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin, and I am your Marketplace Apostle. I am coming to you live from the studio at Waves of Glory on blogtalkradio.com. I am so sorry that I am coming in late. I have been doing some marvelous things for the work of the Lord all this morning, and I just tapped in late. So I'm just going to do a brief talk about the Day of the Woman. This is a part four, I believe it is, that we're talking about today. And I just want to talk about how people, how we perceive people and how people perceive us. So what the theme is today is that for a long time, we thought that it mattered what people think concerning what God has called us to do. As women, woman of God, hear this word today. You think that it matters what people think about what God has called you to do. Well, here's the good news. It doesn't matter at all what anybody thinks about whether or not God has called you to do something or God has called you to do nothing. It's between you and God, so cease from struggling and just walk with God in complete confidence that He is with you and He is always for you. When we stand before Him in the last day, He is not going to be dealing with us according to what people thought we should or should not do. We understand without a shadow of a doubt that in the realm of the Spirit, there is neither male nor female, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, there is neither circumcised nor uncircumcised, or circumcision nor uncircumcision. These are things that matter. These are things that matter only in the mind of a man, but in the mind of God, we are still one. We have just been separated in the physical when Adam and Eve, amen, when Eve was separated out of Adam, but she still remained Adam. It was Adam who called her Eve. Maybe that's when God brought her to him in the evening of that day. I don't know why he called her Eve, but he had spent enough time naming the animals that God had brought to him, so he was capable of coming up with an intelligent name for this portion of himself that was drawn out of himself. So when we get into a discussion about whether or not a woman is called to preach the gospel or called to prophesy or called to do whatever it is that God has called you to do, we are simply saying the womb man is not allowed to do what the non-womb man is allowed to do. When we understand that the womb man came out of the non-womb man, then we recognize that we are one in the same. And in the realm of the Spirit, God himself is bringing us back together. For this cause shall a man leave mother and father and cleave unto his wife. In other words, that which God did in the garden in separating Eve from Adam, he would then reverse, glory to God, through holy matrimony, and then he would bring the womb man back to the man, and the two would become one. Now, when we look at it in the realm of the natural, it doesn't look like the two are becoming one because they are still walking and talking separately, but by the power of the Spirit. That's why we have to stop shacking up with folk. Listen, daughters of the kingdom, don't shack up with the devil. If he doesn't care enough about you to marry you and to make your covenant together with God, then he doesn't care enough about you. And you don't need that type of distraction in your life. He has been sent by the enemy to deter you from your assignment. I don't care if he wears a bishop's collar. He has been sent by the devil. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy to you today that you will be free from every yoke of bondage, that no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. And that which the enemy has meant for evil, God himself will turn it unto good. God bless you today. And once again, I do apologize. This has been a hot, hectic morning. We're working on the Women's Leadership Summit. We're getting the word out. God told me yesterday to begin to prophesy to the four winds, just like Ezekiel did in the valley of dry bones. Amen. Some of you out there are dry in your spirit. You feel like you're dying on the vine. You know that you love God and you want to serve him, but it just seems that you've lost your passion. You've lost the water, the nurturing, the nurturing that brings forth the fruit in your life. God is calling you to this summit. We are going into a secret place. We are going in for a secret strategic meeting, and then we're going to allow the Spirit of God to take us into the inner chambers of his court. And when he gets us into the inner chambers, this is where intimate matters are discussed, and God is going to give you the breakthrough that you need. He's going to give you a breakthrough in your leadership. He's going to give you a breakthrough in your ministry development. He's going to give you a breakthrough in your own personal development, in who you are. You're going to begin to see you as God sees you, and then he's going to give you a breakthrough in your economic, financial situation. There is no part of your life that God is not going to touch this season. When you come to the meeting in Fayetteville, North Carolina, February 26th and 27th, we're going to be there as his conduits, amen, but expect the miraculous, because God has already said prophesy. And so now what is happening is the bones are coming to the bone, the sinews are coming up on the bone, and now the skin is wrapping around the sinews, and now the wind of the Spirit is blowing, and God is raising up for himself a mighty army of women that will sweep over this nation like the locust swept over Egypt. God is sending us out to take the city on his behalf, and that which the enemy has plundered, that which he has destroyed, we're going to root him out. We'll overthrow him and destroy that thing. We will build and then we will plant. Glory be to God. He has given us this city. We will hear the blowing and the sound of the shofar. And when we hear that sound, it will be an indicator that God has given us the city. God bless you today. Go to our website, www.yourmarketplaceapostle.com. Click on the Leadership Summit, and you will be able to get your registration done there. Or if you want an inbox, check on our page. We have Evangelist Tangela Diggs will be posting it to her page. I'm going to be posting it to my page. Just keep looking and listening for the sound that God has sent out to call a particular 100 women converge on Fayetteville, North Carolina. This is not a conference. This is not a workshop. This is a summons to the summit, which is the highest point in the land. Now, we're not at the highest point in the land in this city, but in the realm of the spirit. We're going up to the peak where God is seated, and he is going to speak into our lives this month, this February, and that's love. God bless you. We hope to see you there. Amen and amen.